happy hour of Code Week, teachers. This week, our sponsor is a new tool, Metaverse. I'm using this tool in my classroom for my students to program in augmented reality and also to do augmented reality breakout boxes. Stay tuned at the end of the show to learn more about this free tool. Teaching History with Simulations and Game-Based Learning, Episode 203.
The 10-Minute Teacher Podcast with Vicki Davis. Every weekday, you'll learn powerful, practical ways to be a more remarkable teacher today.
Today, we're talking with David Harms, high school world history teacher from Iowa. Now, David, you create interactive history simulations. Tell us about what you do.
Well, I developed some history simulations, World War I, World War II, Cold War, Civil War, and we basically give students a country to run, and we give them some objectives that they have to follow to keep it within, you know, the context of history. But then they really have the options of making choices based on their objectives to try to work their way through diplomacy, strategy for war, negotiations. There's just really a lot of things going on all at once.
Now, is this a computer simulation or is it just an in-class simulation?
It's kind of both. We have online platforms with our lesson plans as a subscription service, and teachers use those to manage the simulation. But the student interaction with each other is really what the big thing is, because that's where you get a lot of your critical thinking going on. By them making their own decisions and interacting, it's different every time. It doesn't necessarily have to end up the way the war ended up, but along the way, they become so interested that they want to know what happened and why.
So the subscriptions, is this something that you wrote or something you subscribe to?
No, this is something that I paid a programmer to develop for me, because the way we used to do it was with a Word document that I drew the countries on, and we used a spreadsheet with that. And now with the online platform, kids get a readable map, a read-only map on their computers if they want, at home or wherever, anywhere in the world if they have the link, I guess. And the teacher can just drag and drop and double click for battles to happen. They don't have to do any calculations or anything like that. It just really makes it streamlined and easier for the teacher and more enjoyable for the students. And it takes a lot less time.
Okay, so tell us what you're doing right now in one of your classes with a simulation. Describe what's happening in class.
Well, when we're doing a simulation, the first part of it usually takes a day to explain everything, to make sure they know. And a lot of times they can be a little bit overwhelmed at the beginning. But once it gets rolling, the kids are just interacting. They're allowed to leave the room at any time to negotiate with either their allies or their rival alliances. Kids are constantly meeting with each other. We've got substantive conversations going on. And the thing is, it doesn't end in the classroom. A lot of the strategizing and the deal making goes on at lunch. We kind of have a segregated lunchroom. If you're a Central Powers, you might not be able to sit at a certain table.
Okay.
Because they all meet together and they don't want you to know what they're talking about. It kind of spills over to the entire school is kind of watching it online. And it's just it's very engaging. It doesn't end when the class ends. It kind of keeps going.
So the other folks, the observers, can log in and see how different countries are doing. They're actually able to watch what's happening in the simulation.
Well, they can't watch it in real time. They can see my map. Every time they refresh their browser, that map will update. So it's not like a live feed, but, you know, all you got to do is hit your browser, refresh your browser, and you'll see what's happened, the changes that have taken place. So, yeah, parents can watch and see how their kids are doing. A lot of times that happens because they get interested in it. And believe it or not, they actually talk to their parents about what they're doing because they're so excited about it.
So I've done some simulations before with the Arab-Israeli conflict simulation out of the University of Michigan. One of the challenges is sometimes kids want to act out of character for their country. What happens to kids' countries when the leaders start acting out of character?
Well, for us, out of character would mean they're going against their objectives, and you really can't do that. It's tied to their grade. No matter what they do, they've got to follow those objectives. If, for example, someone, if let's say World War One and Great Britain allies with Germany, there would probably be an impeachment of that leader by the classroom teacher. We don't allow crazy stuff to happen because that's not the point of it. But we want to give them the freedom and the creativity to try to accomplish their objectives their own way. So, you know, as you can imagine, there's lots of lying kind of espionage going on in the background and releasing information. I even had some kids take pictures of their top secret documents, alter them, show them to their enemies and say, hey, I can do that for you. It's not against my objectives. And then, of course, they didn't, and they all ganged up on them. And
so
it's just kind of crazy.
To help people understand, it's like these kids are truly living it, aren't they?
Yeah, they understand why, because the objectives that we have for them are the things that those countries wanted to complete. You know, territories lost 200 years ago, Serbia trying to build the Serbian Empire back up, and they want these territories. It's all based on historical facts. And then the kids have to navigate their way through it. And you can imagine, you've got 16 different countries in here, and some of them have the same objectives. You're obviously going to reach your conflict concept there.
Yeah. So what's the feedback? How deep is the learning?
Boy, I tell you, it's just amazing. One of the things that I really like about the online platform is that now that I'm not just typing on the computer like a madman for 40 minutes. I can watch more what's going on in the room. And sometimes I just can't believe the talks that are going on between people and where they're thinking. They're thinking on so many levels. You know, if I attack this person, how is Yugoslavia going to react, or how is the Soviet Union going to react if I nuke one of their territories? You know, it's just amazing because it heightens their interest in learning what actually happened, because they're always comparing what they did to what really happened in history.
I can imagine that the conversations would be really, really deep and multifaceted when you talk about war rather than a disconnected type thing. Do they almost, they really feel an identification with those who went through it?
Oh my gosh. Their country, they become their country.
Yeah.
I mean, I've had people get upset and storm out of the room, and you know, it's an emotional thing.
Yeah, very much.
When they attack their country, or they will break a treaty or something, because you can't hold anybody to a treaty. They want to break it, they can break it. And they feel very betrayed by that, like they were the country. It's really amazing. The emotional connection is what makes it really run, because it's not like, oh, I don't care, this is no big deal. It's like, yeah, this is my country. I don't want to lose my whole army.
Yeah.
You know, they want to stay in the game, so.
I'm just amazed that you have built it for all of these experiences, because, I mean, I've just taught it with one, and my nephew and niece are twins, and one was the head of Israel and the other one was the head of Iran. And they literally barely talked for 6 weeks because they were so into the game. It's hard for me to comprehend, David, how much work it's been, because you've built it. Tell us all of the conflicts that you've built simulations for.
Well, I have the American Civil War. I have World War One. I have World War Two. I have the Cold War. I have this one's not online, but I have an imperialism simulation that we do as well. That's really the first one that we do. And that one is kind of interesting, because you're juggling markets and industrial production and natural resources. And you're also taking over African and Asian countries to try to get those resources to increase. And the kids develop a sense of, okay, these things are all related. You know, you can't produce 800 million widgets and have a market that can only handle 200 million. That there's no point to that.
So, David, teachers are going to want to know how to either find these, connect with you. We will put in the show notes, you know, your handles and all that sort of thing. But is there a website?
Yeah, historysimulation.com. If you Google that, our website will come right up.
I hope all you history teachers out there get really excited and take a look at using simulations in your classroom. Metaverse is an augmented reality tool that my students are using to program. It's simple and free too. But many teachers are using Metaverse as augmented reality breakout EDU activities. These breakout activities are already made and ready for your students to experience. Download the Metaverse app today or go to coolcatteacher.com/AR to learn how to make the magic happen in your classroom. Metaverse is an incredible app and tool for you to use and try this week for Hour of Code.
Thank you for listening to the 10-Minute Teacher Podcast. You can download the show notes and see the archive at coolcatteacher.com/podcast. Never stop learning.